FDCPA Attorney Guide. What harassing calls violate the law? Harassing debt collection calls take a toll quickly. The constant ringing, rude tone, or late-night interruptions can make you feel trapped or overwhelmed. The truth is, you do have rights, and the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, FDCPA, exists to protect them. This guide explains what kinds of debt collection calls may violate the law, what you can do about them, and when it makes sense to talk with an FDCPA attorney at Justice Consumer Law. What is considered harassment by a debt collector? Under the FDCPA, debt collectors must follow strict rules when they contact you about a personal or household debt. They are not allowed to intimidate you, lie to you, or overwhelm you with constant calls. Harassment can include abusive language, repeated calls meant to annoy you, or threats that are meant to scare you into paying. A consumer protection lawyer will look at the pattern of calls, the words used, and how the collector reacted when you tried to set boundaries. Even if you owe the debt, you still have the right to be treated fairly and respectfully. How many calls from a debt collector is too many? One of the most common questions people have is how many calls are too many. Federal rules treat repeated calls over a short period as a major warning sign of harassment. Collectors are not allowed to keep calling over and over just to pressure you. Justice Consumer Law also highlights that collectors cannot call more than 7 times in 7 days about the same debt. When your phone shows a long list of missed calls from the same number, that pattern may support an FDCPA claim. If you are unsure, keep a call log with dates, times, and notes about what was said. An FDCPA attorney can review that log and help you understand whether those calls likely cross the legal line. Are robocalls and pre-recorded messages from collectors legal? Robocalls and pre-recorded messages are another big concern for consumers. These calls often feel invasive and impersonal, and they can pile up quickly. The Telephone Consumer Protection Act, TCPA, restricts automated calls, especially to your cell phone, without your consent. Justice Consumer Law notes that leaving pre-recorded voicemails or robocalls can be illegal in many situations, particularly when you did not agree to receive them. If you are receiving frequent robocalls about a debt, save the messages and take screenshots of your call log. A consumer protection lawyer can help you figure out whether those calls violate federal law and what steps you can take next. Can debt collectors call my employer or family? Collectors do not have a free pass to involve your employer or family in your personal finances. Under the FDCPA, there are strict limits on who they can contact and what they can share. Debt collectors generally cannot talk to your employer about your debt, tell your family, friends, or neighbors that you owe money. Contact your job or family repeatedly without your permission. Justice Consumer Law makes it clear that contacting your job or family without consent or telling them about your debts can be illegal. If a collector is using your workplace or loved ones to pressure you, that is a clear sign of a possible violation, and you should speak with a consumer rights attorney. What can I do to stop harassing calls? If you are dealing with harassing calls, you do not have to just put up with it. There are concrete steps you can take right now. Document everything, write down dates and times of calls, who you spoke with, and what was said. Save voicemails and letters as well. Request written verification under the FDCPA. You have the right to ask for written validation of the debt. Collectors must tell you who they are, what you allegedly owe, and who the debt belongs to. Tell them to stop contacting you. You can tell a collector, in writing, to stop calling you. Justice Consumer Law notes that collectors must stop calling after you tell them to stop, with only limited exceptions. Check for credit report errors. Harassing calls often go hand in hand with credit reporting problems. You may find accounts you do not recognize, wrong balances, or outdated negatives. Justice Consumer Law has FCRA lawyers who help dispute inaccurate credit reports and hold credit bureaus accountable. Talk with a consumer protection lawyer, a law firm that focuses on FDCPA, FCRA, and other consumer laws can explain your rights and your options in plain language. Justice Consumer Law is a Chicago-based consumer protection law group serving clients nationwide. The team handles debt collector harassment, deceptive debt relief practices, and credit reporting issues, so you do not have to face them alone. How an FDCPA attorney helps you fight back. An FDCPA attorney does more than send a letter and hope for the best. They look at your entire situation, including your call logs and voicemails, any letters or emails from collectors, your credit reports, and any disputes you have already filed from there. They can identify potential violations under the FDCPA, FCRA, and other consumer protection laws. At Justice Consumer Law, led by attorney Marwin Daher, the team focuses specifically on consumer rights, debt collector harassment, credit reporting errors, and deceptive debt relief scams. They regularly sue debt collectors, credit reporting agencies, and companies that prey on consumers, with the goal of protecting your rights and helping you move forward with more peace of mind. This blog is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. Every situation is different. If you believe a debt collector has crossed the line, speaking directly with a lawyer is the safest way to understand your options. Conclusion: you don't have to handle harassing debt collection calls on your own. A consumer protection lawyer who understands the FDCPA and FCRA can step in, deal with collectors, and protect your rights. Justice Consumer Law, LLC helps consumers nationwide stop illegal calls, fix credit report issues, and get clear guidance on next steps. If you're ready to push back, reach out for a free consultation, and talk with an attorney who takes your situation seriously. FAQs about harassing debt collection calls. What is considered harassment by a debt collector? Harassment can involve repeated calls, abusive language, threats, or calls at inconvenient times. Any pattern meant to pressure or intimidate you may violate the FDCPA. Can I tell a debt collector to stop calling me? Yes, you can send a written request asking the collector to stop contacting you. After that, they generally must stop calling, except for limited notices like confirming they will no longer pursue the debt. Are debt collectors allowed to call me at work? Collectors are not supposed to call your workplace if they know your employer does not allow those calls. If you tell them not to contact you at work, they must stop or risk violating the FDCPA. What should I do if a collector is lying about my debt? Ask for written verification of the debt and keep records of what they told you. Then contact a consumer protection lawyer who can review the information and advise you on possible FDCPA or FCRA claims. When should I contact an FDCPA attorney? You should speak with an FDCPA attorney if calls feel harassing. If collectors ignore your requests to stop, contact your family or employer, or if you see related credit report errors that you cannot resolve on your own.